We welcome into the studio now Fran from Addictive Eaters Anonymous. Good afternoon, Fran.
Good afternoon.
It's great you took the time to come and have a chat with us. Thank you. First of all, I guess for the benefit of those listening, what is Addictive Eaters Anonymous?
It's a 12-step fellowship, which some people might know about, you know, the same as Alcoholics Anonymous. Yes, and it is about a group of people who suffer from all different problems with eating. It might be under-eating, over-eating, bulimia, excessive exercise. Yeah, that can become an obsession too. But basically, we're about people who are obsessed with food and find they just cannot control the situation themselves.
Wow. And I mean, it's good that there's a support group able to assist people with these. And of course, I never realised the range of issues that come from food. And most yes. people obviously wouldn't know that there are so many. But indeed, if we've become more familiar with them, I guess in recent times with things like Lady Diana suffering from eating disorders and a number of people in high places.
Yes.
So is addictive eating considered a mental illness?
Well, we base our program on it being a spiritual problem, and we have a spiritual answer. So, yes, certainly we're affected in every way, but our lives are completely unmanageable. It's, you know, the eating, yes, we're obsessed with that, but to the degree that our lives become very unmanageable by us. So we consider that our answer is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. Then that helps us to let go of the obsession for food and gives us a really good direction with our lives, yes, that have usually ended up in a mess.
Yes, I can just imagine. Now, you mentioned off air, Fran, that you've been associated with Addictive Eaters Anonymous for a good period of time, 30-something years.
Yes.
So how different is your life now after being a member of Addictive Eaters Anonymous?
Well, I don't have the obsession for food and eating today, and that's great. I haven't had to eat anything more than what I've needed today. And therefore, you know, my life moves on every day. I'm very grateful that the eating is under control and I just get on with everyday normal life, which is actually what I always wanted, but I could not do for myself. And so I've got the support of the group and I have a sponsor. Yes.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. Yeah. And so the same sponsor, do they stay with you for a long period of time?
Usually they do, yes, so long as, you know, like any relationship, there's ups and downs and sometimes, you know, not agreeing. But yes, normally you do stay with the same sponsor. And if something happens there, then someone else will be there to support. Yes.
So Addictive Eaters Anonymous has really permitted you, or the association with the group has permitted you to get on with other areas of your life,
yes.
which you otherwise wouldn't have had the opportunity to do.
No. In fact, you know, having the disease of addiction, it's called, and being so obsessed with the food, it was very limited and it got narrower and narrower that I can control my life. So now it's gone back the other way and things are far, far better.
So
it's a lovely life.
Yeah, yes. You're taking it back.
You yes. Could,
yes. Precisely. Yes. So, Fran, I'm sure there would be, well, you know, some listeners who would, you know, maybe understand what it is that people go through. How do people get in touch with Addictive Eaters Anonymous?
Well, we're out there. We've got our own website. Yes. And so on the computer.
Yeah. So just Addictive Eaters Anonymous?
Yes.
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 And they have to type in Canterbury or North Canterbury?
No.
Just, okay. Just,
yes. We cover the whole of New Zealand and around the world, actually. So, yes, certainly on the computer. We are about, there's cards and there's pamphlets about that, you know, that introduce people to us. Yeah, and more recently we're on the Phantom poster list, and we were on some of the Phantom stands, which was really great to see a poster up there. Yes, but we also have Zoom meetings. So if you go into the website online, and it shows you where the face-to-face meetings are and when the Zoom meetings are. And you can come either way, or really you can give us a ring, because we do love coming out to see people. We usually come out two people at a time and visit and tell people about our stories.
Fabulous. Yeah. And they can find the phone number online as well, Fran?
Yes, it is.
Well, look, thank you so much, Fran, for coming in and sharing your story with us, and that others can, of course, seek additional help from Addictive Eaters Anonymous. It's great to have you in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
coming
in.
Great opportunity.
Compass FM.